This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Monday, July the 22nd, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
Patients of all ages with SMA will now be able to be treated with Spinraza in England. This is after the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, or NICE, recommended the therapy for funding by the NHS. NICE's favorable decision makes Spinraza, marketed by Biogen, the first treatment targeting the underlying cause of SMA. Thanks to NICE's decision, it will be included in England's public health program for pre-symptomatic and symptomatic SMA types 1, 2, and 3. Simon Stevens is the chief executive at NHS England. He said this is a life-saving treatment for children and their families. The therapy will be available right away to the youngest and most severely affected patients with SMA type 1. After next month, NHS England will begin offering Spinraza to older babies, children, and young adults with less severe symptoms, or ones that have SMA types 2 and 3. Biogen is applauding this decision by NICE. They said it's a momentous occasion for patients and their families. It's really been the result of a strong collaboration between Biogen, NICE, NHS, and the SMA community. In Britain, NICE is an independent institution that provides advice and standards for healthcare. This includes determining which medicines will be funded by the NHS. Previously, the agency recommended against Spinraza. They didn't want it to be included into the subsidized public health system. This was due to concerns over its long-term effectiveness and the high cost. However, NICE contended that it was a cost-effective use of the NHS resources. But extensive clinical data that showed the meaningful benefits of Spinraza, it led the NHS to reconsider its opinion. Additionally, NHS England and Biogen established an agreement to continue to observe the impact of the NHS-funded treatment for a limited time period. This will allow further data to be collected on its effectiveness. NICE is very pleased that they can now recommend Spinraza for people with SMA. They've seen it to be a promising treatment that has been shown to improve a range of outcomes. But it also recognizes that there are significant uncertainties, particularly around its long-term benefits. But today's announcement shows that if companies show appropriate flexibility, important treatments can reach patients in a way that's cost-effective for both the NHS and taxpayers. The latest clinical data regarding Spinraza's safety and efficacy was recently discussed at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting in Philadelphia. The data showed that Spinraza had the ability to improve muscle strength and motor and respiratory function in adults with SMA. It also results in motor milestone achievements that parallels to an infant's normal development. In general, treatment with Spinraza leads to greater improvements in motor function and long-term stability of motor function in SMA patients. Spinraza is an antisense oligonucleotide. It works by correcting the root cause of 5q-SMA, which is from mutations in the SMN1 and SMN2 genes in the chromosome region 5q. It instructs the cells to increase the production of a full-length survival motor neuron protein, which is missing in those with the disease. The treatment is the only approved therapy for nearly all types of SMA in several countries. This includes the US, across the European Union, Australia, Brazil, Japan, Switzerland, South Korea, Canada, and Chile. Over 7,500 patients with SMA have had Spinraza treatment in more than 40 countries, and it's typically through expanded access programs and clinical trials.
Coming up next, I'll share one of my perspectives with you.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
When I began my Spinraza treatments in September 2017, I really had nothing to base any of my expectations on. When I finally got the call from the doctor telling me my start date, I, like many people in my position, thought about the possibilities that awaited me. Would I get stronger? If I got stronger, how much stronger would I get? Would I be able to function more independently without having to rely on others as much as I did? And I even asked myself, what if it didn't help? I've always said that SMA is just a byproduct of my life. I've said numerous times that SMA doesn't define who I am or what type of person I would become. It may define how I do certain tasks in my life, but making my life a success, I knew, was completely up to me. Like anyone with SMA, I've had strangers stare at me, probably wondering to themselves what my handicap really was. A few of them were bold enough to ask me as to the reason why I was in a wheelchair, and I would always answer their questions truthfully. I figured if they had the guts to ask, I would give them the answer. There were a few times that I told them that it was either an old football injury or a diving accident, but I would only say this to those who I thought were being rude or sarcastic in the way that they asked. To those people that I gave these excuses to, I just figured it wasn't worth my time or my breath to try to answer their questions truthfully. Yes, you could say that I've got kind of a sadistic sense of humor. I recently finished my 9th Spinraza injection, which was actually my 5th maintenance dose. Soon after beginning Spinraza, I began taking physical therapy, and over the course of the past 2 years, I've seen definite improvements in my core strength, my breathing, and my overall energy level. While I haven't necessarily seen great strides with regards to muscle growth in my arms, I have seen a slight improvement that has made some tasks in my life easier. I heard people talk about how enthusiastic they were after starting Spinraza, and how this was going to dramatically change their lives. For the little infants and toddlers that started their Spinraza treatments, I could see where this would definitely benefit them, because they hadn't had to go through all of the muscle damage and the atrophy that those of us who were adults had suffered from. For me, Spinraza has changed my life for the better, but I'm realistic enough to know that this is not a cure. My disease is no longer progressing, and for this, I feel truly blessed. But I went into these treatments knowing that I wasn't just going to jump out of my wheelchair and become a great dancer or marathon runner. Maybe someday, scientists and researchers will come up with a cure, and I truly believe that it will be in the not-so-distant future. But for now, each and every day that is given to me is a blessing that I will never take advantage of. Treat each day as a blessing, and I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.